Well, good morning. It is 6:19 a.m. on Thursday, May 25th, 2023. No, I wasn't sure. 54 degrees, which is just over 12 degrees Celsius. 81% humidity. 104 glucose. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street, in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Not a cloud in the sky. It's been cloudy these last couple days, which, you know, Pacific Northwest, no big deal. But after the days leading up to these last few days, we kind of got spoiled for the sun. I started jonesing for it. And here we are. Oh, that's a nice pick. I will take that pick. He said, hopefully. Yeah, it's artsy. That's an artsy pick. I like that. Anyway. Sorry, I hadn't done the pick yet, so I wanted to get this out of the way. So last night, Allie and Rob hosted a console party. There were like three TV screens set up in their living room, and three separate consoles of games, and everybody was invited to plop down and rock a game, which was, and bring snacks, rock a game. And wow. I've not seen that much game in one house before. But it was cool. Played a little Mario Kart, played, Survive or Don't Die. It's a survival game. You're lost in the woods and you have to survive. And it's dark and creepy and fun. And a variety of others, but there were about eight of us there. And it's fun to be able to look over your shoulder and see what sort of strangeness was going on in the other screens. And of course, there's a running monologue at all three as you do what you do. It was a lot of fun. Didn't make me necessarily want to buy any of the games. It was cool to hang out with everybody. And for snacks, so I've been aware of, the larder was low. I haven't been to the store in a while. So it was time to restock. And I hit the good foods for diabetes, you know, snack foods for diabetes, people with diabetes. And on there was peanut butter. And it's like, man, peanut butter and nuts in general are giving me spikes in the blood sugar. And they're saying almonds are great for you. It's like, man, every time I eat a fistful of almonds, blood sugar goes up. so, well, I guess, you know, and it could be I'm eating too many almonds. That is always a possibility. Moderation has never been my strong suit. But I found a recipe for making peanut butter. So it's like, okay, I will try making peanut butter. Maybe not adding any extra sugar will help moderate that effect on my blood sugar. And I saw that hummus is on the list. Like, yeah, that makes sense. Hummus, sure, there's no sugar in that. So I opted to, for snacks, make hummus, which I've never done before. And it's got garlic, it's got chickpeas, of course, oil, paprika, well, no, not until afterwards. And tahini, which is a sauce made from sesame seeds. And I remember seeing tahini in the grocery store, but I'm searching up and down Safeway. I'm not finding any damn tahini. Like, okay, fine. How do you make tahini? It's like dead simple. It's like sesame seeds and oil, and salt, and a food processor. So, pals. So I got sesame seeds. And made the tahini, made the hummus, did some corn tortillas and chopped them up into triangles, thinking, hey, if I toast these would be like chips. It'll be like pita chips. It'll be great. I was wrong. Oh, God. It was like chewing on plastic wood. They turned into these inedible bricks of corn. It was embarrassing. I don't know what went wrong, but oh baby, it went wrong. I don't know if I didn't cook the tortillas long enough, or if I didn't bake the triangles long enough, or if they were just too damn thick, but it was like trying to chew on plastic, thick plastic. So, okay, chip fail, but the hummus, great success. I will do that again, because you look at the price of a can of chickpeas, and now the tahini. Sesame seeds are not all that easy to come by. But again, those are fairly cheap too. And boom, I mean, you've got a delicious snack for pennies on the dollar. How frugal and healthy. Plus you can do all kinds of cool things to tweak the recipe. Throw in some red pepper, extra garlic, whatever your thing is. So, yeah, that'll be an ongoing snack for me. I'm gonna try doing the peanut butter today, making the peanut butter from scratch, including, I found one recipe that includes a teaspoon or a tablespoon of cocoa powder, unsweetened cocoa powder. It's like, ooh, that could be a nice touch. So we'll give that a try. Tonight, I cook for Muse. Go over to Muse's place, cook up one of the home chefs that I got this week. Getting back into that rhythm. Which will be lovely. What the hell? A rock stuck in my shoe. It's like walking as a tap dancer. Tap, 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 tap. Makes you crazy. crazier. Let's call it like it is, shall we? Lord. Strange how much more desolate the streets seem when it's light out as opposed to when it's dark. And I might have mentioned this seems like a familiar thought, so I might have shared this with you before, but you can see more and longer, more details and farther in the light. And when those details include no people and no cars, it seems that much more deserted and eerie and peaceful. It is a city, man. When the day gets clicking. Although I will say the Pearl District is not exactly bustling. There's you know, like Lovejoy Street, that's a fairly major thoroughfare, so that's always seeing some action. But deeper into the neighborhood, it's not that bad. Got this suburban feel to it, even though we're in the city out here. This is no denying that. And the garden game is very strong around here. Ooh, I want to transplant my herbs today. My herbs in my seed incubator are tall enough, I think, to translate into the window boxes, and it's going to get up to like 82 today, so it'll be nice warm temps. I'll water this, keep the soil damp. It'll be a nice transition for them out into the real world. And then I'm contemplating starting up a new set of seeds. I need to get more of the little peat moss spikes that they use. But let me just keep that going. I was trying to figure out how I could rearrange my living room to allow for a shelf or two of plants. So year round, I could have something going on. I don't know. We'll see. There will be a way. I might need to get rid of the credenza and replace it with something else. I don't know. Might be time for a makeover. Hasn't even been a year yet, and I'm already thinking, I might need to redesign this layout. We'll see. Light streaming through the trees in Jameson Square. So lovely. So lovely. And I'm going to wrap this up, seeing as how I am in Jameson Square, for a Thursday. Friday. Hello, Mr. Robin. For a Friday Eve. Friday Eve. Let's see. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I think, not much thematic juice there. Not a lot of meat on this conversational bone. Ah well, not every walk can be revelatory. But, yeah. Have a good Thursday. And however it goes down, you can always fall back on the wisdom of Brother Zig, who generously has shared with us the wisdom of, despite everything, create. It's a good way to put a polish on your day. Whatever else you got going on, create something. Create tahini or hummus or whatever. And create a smile on someone's face. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. It does raise the stakes a bit, but you really can't lose. It might hurt sometimes, but you haven't lost. You're always ahead of the game. Not that it's a game, but you know what I mean. I promise I'll do the same. And I will talk to you soon.